to describe your relationship with David Hawthorne in the middle. The two middle linebackers, obviously a lot of cerebral thinking going on out there in addition to the physicality. Just the nice tandem you guys have.
Dave, he's been a middle linebacker, and I've been a middle linebacker, so we go good together, whether we're playing 3-4, 4-3, tarantula, all their packages. And it makes my job a lot easier because we're talking back and forth, we're communicating. You know, he'll see something I don't see. And it just flows real well with Dave in there.
Is there any kind of friendly competition? Because you guys lead the team in tackles. I got more than you.
Oh, that's a given. Every single time, every game, we're seeing who can get the most tackles. And, you know, we always get who wants bragging rights. And I guess I got them the past 2 years, you know. But this is a new year, and I'm looking forward to competing against them again.
How amped up are you to have Jarris on the field? I mean, it's been a long time coming, so you got that main piece out there.
Oh, man, we finally got Birdman out there today, man. That's a great step. And, you know, we have a really good defense, and adding good players like him is going to make us even better. And, you know, just ready to get him back into full swings. He just got a couple of reps today to see how he felt. It looked great, and can't wait to get him back out there for more reps.
When you first heard the signing, I mean, your thoughts on, I mean, obviously everybody knew the name and knew he was a big fish in free agency. Just to add to what you guys were able to do, I mean, initially, what were your thoughts when you saw they signed him?
Well, number one thing that stood out in my mind, you know, I feel like he's been to the Pro Bowl every single year. You know, he's a great talent. But not only that, he's just a great person. I got to meet him, spent time with him, went to church with him, went to lunch, and, you know, just got to really know him. So I love him off the field, and then on the field, I definitely love his game. What he brings, he's a ball hawk and safety. You know, our turnover ratio is going to go up just by having him, and that's a plus for us.
Kind of brought that experience already, seeing me was shouting out there for double moves and stuff, that cerebral aspect to it. Huh?
Yeah, you know, he's a veteran safety, so, you know, he brings more veteran leadership to those young guys and helps them, and just another guy talking out there. You know, a loud defense is a productive defense, and that's what we've been trying to do in this training camp and continue to do throughout till season.
How do you see the D-line pushing each other when you've got Cam, Akeem, and then Junior kind of getting down on the line as well, just pushing each other to go from good to great, taking that next step?
Well, I mean, you look at, let's see, you got Cam, Junior, Bonk, Akeem, Walker, Foster. You got eight guys in there that are all pushing each other. It's competition, it's friendly competition, and that's what I'm pushing from being good to great, and that's what they need. You know, last year was a good season for both of them, but, you know, with that extra push, you know, it's going to push them into great, and I'm excited to play behind those guys and see what they do this year.
How's Champ fitting so far? Some of these guys there as well?
You know, Champ's a future Hall of Famer, man. We love having him out there, and love having him in the locker room. He gives us that veteran leadership that we need, and he's played in many games, and so, you know, you can call up the Champ and say, how'd you play this, or what would you have done right here? And, you know, he has great advice, and, you know, it's good for those young guys to bounce things off to him, make them a better player.